Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The JV program. How are we doing today? How'd you do yesterday?
And what will
tomorrow be like? You have moments every day that you remember that make that day important. Hopefully some of them are spent with us here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jen, do we want to do more data on the virus? All things viral and the virus.
A lot about. Well, you know what? Want to, or we could talk about Twitter if you want.
What I saw that I thought was interesting and inspirational to a point. The town I live in Massachusetts, Framingham, I've lived here all my life, has had an interesting array of things going on. In the last 20, I taught school here for 4 years when I first got out of college, and it was an interesting experience. I thought when I went to school here, I had a good experience, and I thought teaching was a pretty good experience. I thought it was a good system. Over the years, the system has fallen prey to political correctness and to focus on special needs of the upper and lower, with the people in the middle getting nothing. And I've found a lot of fault with what we were doing, especially when the budget gets to about $140 million for a town this size for an educational system that doesn't work. And when I say it doesn't work, all of the testing that gets done, all the ranking that gets done, you know, how these organizations, this school is, you know, in a category 3 or 4 or 5, but we really have performed badly. That's the point. So I was inspired to see that the school system, which originally had gone in for a budget increase of 4 or 5% over last year, looked the situation over without leadership from the mayor, who was actually the chairman of the school committee. But the school committee on its own has cut out about $5 million from their budget away from this past year. Instead of it being on par even, they've cut $5-6 million out of it, including a plan that's going to make all the people they've been renting space for the administration. It's $500,000-$600,000 a year. They're going to discontinue that as of next month and have all of the people who are basically the administration work from home. I thought that was kind of a novel, interesting idea, and you'd wonder out loud whether that will work. So all the administrators, with the exception of the school principals, but the administrative staff that runs the school system, with the exception of the superintendent and his immediate staff, everybody else is working from home, and it'll save almost $1 million a year in rent. Well, I thought that was a fairly good idea. What do you think? Is that part of... we talk about it in terms of businesses and how business will change a lot. A lot of people would be working from home, but have we been thinking about it in terms of how it might affect the educational institutions like school systems? I just think that's part of the whole new world order, the new normal. Yes?
Yeah, well, certainly it's a way to get around it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking, but how efficient will it be? That's the question. I think I'm all cool with them spending less money, but how functional? We're so used to having, in that circumstance, a place to go to talk to people and to work things out. If you can't go into somebody's office to talk about things, does that keep things from getting fixed? One wonders. I wonder that, you know, but yet I've been running all my businesses.
I do think that's a real concern because I know that when we sent some of the people in our office home because of COVID-19, I do think there is something missing, that day-to-day mm-hmm. interaction, the fact that you can't look someone in the face, ask them to do something, have them consult with you about something, it does add an extra step. Yeah. I'm all for saving money if we can do that, and if that's what, you know, obviously everybody gets to decide what works best for them, but I do think that there is an element that is missing when people are strictly staying at home and trying to function from their home office.
Yeah. Another level on this is, and maybe you're more familiar with it because there are more people commuting, or used to be, from where you are in New Jersey up to New York, let's say, Victoria, mm-hmm. and how that's changed. Are they running fewer trains? I noticed the rules around here are that commuters are told they can't crowd the trains. That is, that they can only sit in every other seat. And I'm wondering whether they're putting more trains on or people are just not going to work. At this point,
no one's going into Manhattan. So, mm-hmm. and in New Jersey, we're on the same schedule basically as Manhattan. So everyone is, unless you are an essential worker, everyone's still working from home.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know when that's going to change. My husband's company said that no one will be in the office before August 31st.
Wow.
So I'm not really sure. And I unless there's a vaccine, a lot of the workers, including, you know, my husband and me, we've been talking about this. He's got an hour and a half or an hour and 20 ride each way. And unless there's a vaccine, he and I are both not comfortable with him being on a public transportation for that long. Because, you know, we know that the virus, it's the amount of time you are in an enclosed space with the virus. That's like the number one predictor of who will get it or how you'll get it. So until we have a vaccine or a really viable treatment option, I think mm-hmm. a lot of people feel that maybe throughout the rest of the fall, they're not going to be in New York City. Now, obviously, New York City, New Jersey were the two hardest hit. So all the other states in the country, I don't think we're going to see that. They could have people back in an office, maybe on a half capacity by July, or maybe by the end of June. I'm not sure what other states are planning, and every state should be different because everyone was affected differently. So I don't think there should be like one blanket thing. But as far as trains go, yeah, the New Jersey Transit trains are still running, but I don't know who's on them.
I see the trains driving, you know, through running through town here, and there's nobody on them. I wonder why they keep going running.
Because then you're trapping people at home who actually use them.
I think the schedules have been revised.
Yeah.
Yeah, have they? Yeah. Amtrak is looking for a bailout. They need $1.5 billion. How is that different from a normal year, though? Don't they normally? Yeah. The ticket revenue has dropped by 95%. And they got $1 billion already, but they need another $1.5 billion. So what happens to this? Is this another thing that goes away? Or is this like the post office is looking for all kinds of dough, too, to keep themselves going? And one wonders.
The post office is all about pensions, though. The post office is not even about operational costs. The post office has got some weird thing where they have to fund people's pensions now instead of, you know, like most people fund them as they go, basically, as they need to in the future. Yeah. But there's a rule for the post office that means every employee who comes through, they have to keep an account where they're constantly funding their pensions.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know what the situation is. I just know that for years people are trying to cut the budget at Amtrak or keep it. It's like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, another operation that doesn't need federal help. Amtrak does need federal help, and one wonders when you listen to the there was an old thing back during the era when the railroads were so important they're still important goods and, you know, to be transported, but not so much for passengers. And they feather-bedded the jobs there, and people would come to work for an hour a day and get paid for eight, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's just that's gone. But still, you wonder how much is there still an influence of that sort of thing. Who's working hard? And maybe that goes across the board for all government employees. There are lots of people who still ask a lot of questions about how effective management is in government jobs and how soft they are and how easy it is to get them for the right people and a plush retirement. I had a little fire at the farm last night, and so the fire department was there, and I was talking to a couple of the people that I know in the fire department who were on duty. One of them last night was his retirement night. It was his last night at work. And so I was talking to him about what he'd been through, and he said, I've been on this job for 32 years, and I've had enough. And I thought to myself, okay, he started at 20. He's in his 50s, and he still has, a good 30 years, let's hope, to do something else. But he has complete retirement, and they get 82% of what they were paid in their best years, in their retirement years. And so do they deserve it? I'm not here to decide whether they deserve it.
I'm okay with giving a firefighter a pension, but the Postal Service, really?
Yeah.
Now, I know that the Post Office, the Postal Service...
That's retirement.
Yeah, but
I don't have a pension.
What do they do
when
they earn it?
Well, no offense to Doug, but because of the company that we work for.
Well, I've had
401ks.
It's the reality. You make your own way when you're working here, right, pal, as you know. It's just one of the things that is reality.
But a 401k is not the same as a pension. You know, the 401k, you have to, that's you contributing, you know, your own money.
One of the reasons,
lucky, your company will match
it's
it.
It's great to have all of these things, and it's fabulous to have these jobs, and that's why a lot of people take them. But in the reality of today's world, we're finding ourselves eating what we have been generous in doing. We're finding ourselves choking, in fact, on a lot of these things, like the Postal Service and their retirement plans and some of the other stuff that comes with being a public employee. We're choking on that stuff. The reality is we can't afford it. We can't pay anymore these bills. They're coming due, and we don't have the money to take care of them. We keep shuffling, kicking the can down the road, and sooner or later, it stops. Everything stops because there's just...
why can't the postal service, USPS, why can't they just have a 401k plan instead of pensions, like every other corporation?
Ding, 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 ding. The DJV clip of the day at DJVshow.com focuses on changes we're going to see in public schools in the post-coronavirus world. We'll talk about that. You'll hear us talk about it. And there are lots of other things you can listen to, including the entire program every day through the day, 24 hours a day, at DJVshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
That? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight, At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sound like the Old Spice Girls?
Dancier. It's like
dancier.
A remix.
All right, we've got a focus here in the music portion of this hour of the DJV program, starting with the Spice Girls, or at least Melanie C. Melanie, the Spice Girl, has dropped a new track called Blame It On Me, and I'm guessing that's what we're listening to. You want to listen to it a little bit more, Lee? Please, let's see.
She's very, she's always been pretty dancey in all of her solo stuff.
Yeah.
But this, like, I like it, but it's the kind of, the, she is always on the dance charts in the UK. Like, she goes up to the
voice.
Top of the charts.
I'm trying to get that voice and how it fits in with what I remember of the Spice Girls themselves all together. This comes...
There's a lot of, like, electronics to this. I don't know that this is, I mean, there's a lot of... What does they do? Auto tuning? Is that what we're talking? And she can sing, I think.
No, she can sing, yeah.
But this is the kind of stuff that she likes to do, like the dancey kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, anyway, this track is called "Blame It on Me," and this follows up on the last track she released called "Who I Am." We have that. Oh, let's see how the sound. Here's the sound. Sounds like the same song.
Well, same style of...
Yeah. Blame It On Me apparently is a dance-infused song that sees the heroine overcoming a toxic relationship. If you listen to the lyrics and the music, this is Mel C's second new single this year, currently working on a new album. Last year, her group, the Spice Girls, reunited for the second time since they ended their first run in 2000 for a reunion tour, even though Posh wasn't part of it. Is she too good for the rest of them because she's married to David Beckham? What is the attitude?
No, she's got a huge fashion line and makeup line, so that's why she said she just didn't want to leave her business.
Wouldn't
to go back
the exposure
on tour.
Help to promote the line more?
No, she doesn't even need it.
Because of on her own she made it, or is because she's married to Beckham?
No, on her own. Yeah, she made it on her own, but I think the publicity of being in a high-profile relationship keeps her relevant.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's why I asked the question. Anyway, the group's starting to talk about a world tour, But we all know what's happened. Poof! Everything's up in smoke, it would seem, at least for now. So that's the latest from Spice Girl Mel C here on the DJV program. 26 after the hour. DJV is Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug now with a focus on Ellie Goulding, who has some new music as well. She'll be releasing her fourth album, Brightest Blue, in July. It's an 18-track LP with two sides, Brightest Blue and EG.O.
EG.0. You know, like 2.0? Like, yeah, EG.0.
Okay, EG is Ellie Goulding. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I'm on. I got it. Ellie says the album's first half reflects my vulnerability, acknowledges a complex world where relationships still dictate our happiness and heartbreak, and can still be the most painful thing in the world, no matter how enlightened we are. The track symbolized growing up and becoming a woman. Let's crank this up. Let's listen.
You're not really down for love. You just want the power.
So this is called Power, this song. This on the five-track second half, EG.0, which features the bulk of Brightest Blue's collaborative tracks, Goulding says it encapsulates my confidence, brave and fearless side, features all my recent collaborations. You know what I find interesting about music today? It's often all about the people recording it and their lives, which I find interesting. And that's a bit of a change, I think, from music of the past. Anyway, my thoughts. Ellie Goulding here, 28 after the hour.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
What is the number one thing to consider when purchasing hunting land or looking at a piece of property to lease? I'll share the answer right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
One of the main things to consider when looking at land to buy or lease is your neighbors. Do they share the same management goals as you, or will they be working against your objectives? So take time to converse with the neighbors before you make your final investment. Learn more at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said that public employees who worked on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic and died from COVID-19 will receive the death benefits that are normally reserved for people who die in the line of duty.
And I want to make sure that we repay that, not just by saying thank you and running nice television commercials, right? That's why I use the words of JFK and Abraham Lincoln. You want to say thank you, show that you're grateful. Show the respect. The least we can do, what we must do, is for their families, those who died from the COVID virus, make sure they get the appropriate death benefit.
He listed transit workers, emergency responders, and public health care workers as examples. The state has not released official numbers on how many frontline workers have died from COVID-19, but Politico reported that at least 183 New York City employees have died from the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A former White House hopeful has a new political action committee, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Failed presidential candidate Julian Castro, staying in politics as the former HUD secretary, has formed a political action committee that's targeting down-ballot candidates who he says he believes are prioritizing people rather than special interests. The group, which is called People First Future, making their first endorsements backing 12 candidates running for Congress. One of the 12 is Castro's brother, Congressman Joaquin Castro. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr has asked top federal prosecutors in Texas to review episodes of unmasking by Obama administration officials before and after the 2016 presidential election. U.S. intelligence agencies routinely conceal the identities of U.S. persons who are included in intercepted communications of foreign officials, and senior government officials can request those identities be revealed or unmasked to better understand that intelligence. Unmasking requests are common and not a crime, but publicly disclosing the person's identity or spreading it for political purposes is unlawful. 39 officials had made the request, including numerous times by former Vice President Joe Biden, FBI Director James Comey, and CIA Director John Brennan. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Four after the hour, the friendly voices on the DJV program of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. We have resources, or I guess I would ask the question, ladies, do we have good resources or do we exercise resourcefulness in our figuring out what people want to listen to, what we ought to talk about, how we get from point A to point B? Are we both resourceful and in use of good resources? I know I have a lot of resources here, and two of the main ones are you two, in fact. So what do we think about our resources and how we put them to work? Is that something you ever think about? You know me, I think about all kinds of stuff as I piece together my life every day. And I think one of the things that's made me successful is I am quite resourceful. When my father used to...
too.
Say, well, thank you. Sometimes humbleness of it doesn't pay. Sometimes it does. I think I know my place pretty much. And if I don't, then, you know, I guess that depends on what you consider to be your place. I'm not quiet. I'm not shy. I'm not retiring in literal or figurative senses. I have things that go wrong. I'm working on a problem I have here on the farm with people who don't seem to want to do what needs to be done, practically speaking. Nobody wants to make a decision, so I'm just going to do it, what I need to do, and if they don't like it, you know, I'm going to say, all right, listen, I gave you the opportunity. I've asked you 100 times, are we going to do this or not? And you haven't given me an answer, so I'm going to do what I need to do on my own to protect my assets, period. End of story. But some people, everybody's different, and that's what makes the world go round. I think we are, all of us are very different, yet we are able to come together every day and not be in sameness, but be in oneness. We may not agree, we may, you know, there are a lot of things that are different in our experience quotient, but that doesn't mean we don't care about each other, that we don't love each other, and that we don't make use of different sort of resources to come to conclusions about the stuff that's important. And that's why I think I think the two blend together, resources and resourcefulness. I guess that's probably my point, to a point. All right, ladies, do you have the point, or should we move? I think we should move on anyway.
I think we should get some trending news. Yeah.
Trending news! All right. Well, whether it's about, is it always about the news, or is the news what's happening? Not necessarily, but there is.
Get to the point.
Oh, thank you.
I know, right? We're getting lost.
Gotta have them play the music.
Yeah, exactly. All the hits, none of the misses.
The data shows that wearing masks cuts the rate of transmission. I don't think there's anybody with any sense that would disagree with that, right?
Oh, you'd be surprised. This is a very hotbed issue.
Jack Stockwell doesn't
think
that.
I think some people
think
it makes it worse, actually.
Yeah, well, that's what Jack
aren't using them.
You're breathing the same stuff that you're spewing out. You're breathing it back in. So should we stop wearing masks, Victoria?
No. According to this new, this information comes from the University of Washington. That's the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. You probably often heard certain politicians saying IHME. Dr. Fauci's mentioned it. It's kind of like the gold standard for the metrics and evaluation, which a lot of the data that certain states are using. I know New York, New Jersey are very data driven, and so the IHME model is one of I think about a dozen that are being used by the CDC for just basically to chart where we are, where we've come from. And now new evidence from the director, Dr. Chris Murray, he says that we now have really clear evidence, this is his quote, that wearing masks works, and it's a 50% protection against transmission. He said what happens in the next month or two is very much in the hands of how people respond. A lot of people want to wear a mask, and other people don't want to. And so we're now at the 100,000 mark for how many people have died from this in the U.S., and 1.7 million in the U.S. have tested positive for it. So we are all, I think all of us collectively are concerned about what is going to happen in the fall, the second wave, the second peak, whatever you want to call it. And so this is pretty solid evidence that if you can cut your transmission rate by 50%, that's one of the reasons why the initial data showed way more deaths and people on ventilators than what happened in actuality. But the difference is people started wearing a mask and they stayed home. And people went into lockdown and they took it seriously. And that's why that curve flattened. You know, we heard that phrase forever, flattening the curve. Well, we flattened it a lot faster because we took serious action in places where we were the hardest hit. And so behavioral changes like wearing a mask and social distancing, things like that, according to the new model, this is actually working so much so that they've shifted down the death forecast for August to 132,000, and that's down from 143,000 just last week. So the model is still changing, and it's going in the right direction, which is really good news, especially as we world again.
Yeah, you see the numbers going down pretty much in every indicator, every place.
In places where people are taking it seriously and wearing masks, the numbers are going down. In other places, the numbers are going up, and we're going to start to see
in this country or around the world.
Yes, in this country. There are certain states that are showing more and more cases. Like Texas was over 1,000 new cases every day. Tennessee has the same problem. Louisiana, a lot of states that didn't get hit initially are now probably going to be maybe the beginning of the second wave.
Would you include a lot of the Midwestern states as well?
I would say that the good news
is
no hospital is overwhelmed right now. So that's why people can still go out and function, because there is still room in the hospitals to treat patients who might contract the virus.
You know, it's very
interesting. Just one more thing on the hospitals. In New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, those states that were hit hard. Moving forward, part of the phasing is that the hospitals have to maintain a 30% capacity for COVID patients, meaning everything else can go back to normal as long as you still maintain 30% of your capacity is designated to potential COVID cases. And I think that's just a lot smarter moving forward, so we're not going to get hit the way that we did, where we were so overwhelmed and there were, you know, people in the hallways on gurneys. It was in New York and New Jersey, the images were so horrible, you wouldn't even know you were in the United States. And I understand that the rest of the country didn't get hit like that, and so you don't really know what we're dealing with, but it was every bit as bad as you could imagine, and then worse.
Yesterday, I made a phone call because my primary care physician said I need an endoscopy, which is basically a shot with a little television camera down your throat into your lungs, and not the lungs, into your stomach. And they told me at the hospital that I would have to wait 2 months. And I said, wait a minute, why am I going to have to wait 2 months? Well, because we're not sure how to schedule things yet. And so I probed more deeply and found out that they, as you just said, I had not heard this before, we have to set aside a certain number of beds. I'm not going into a bed. I don't need a bed. I don't need a room. All I need, I mean, I don't need to go to the hospital. I just need to go to the doctor's office.
Well, an endoscopy is outpatient, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But they probably consider it to be, like, elective. Like, you don't, your life is not depending on this. And that's what's so stupid.
Well, how do I know? I don't know what's going on in there. That's why they want to take a look at it.
People are suffering. They're not going for colonoscopies. They're not going for mammograms. They're not doing the stuff that they should do. Because they're afraid to go to the hospital or because their hospital won't even take them in.
All right. But see, this is the phoniness of these numbers that we're talking about. I don't believe, and I think we've all talked about this, I don't believe those numbers for a second. When they say 100,000 people have died, I'm betting it's twice that many, maybe even more, maybe not as a direct.
I think it's more, for sure.
Result.
Because how many people, No, it's more.
Not at all.
Because how many people from the end of December through, let's say, until we really started tracking this end of February, beginning of March, how many people died from a strange severe pneumonia, my godfather being one of them, I'm now fully convinced it was COVID, and pulmonary embolisms and all kinds of blood clot issues that are secondary
the people
issues.
That have died of pneumonia. That the pneumonia is directly the result of the virus. Directly.
We don't know, number
yes,
one.
There are a lot of people
in my life that I know who were convinced they had coronavirus and they have tested negative every single time. There are, and I would also add in this part of the conversation, which I think I've told you guys
about. I'm talking about
someone
people
that
died.
Someone that I know
died from it.
Who is a very trusted, reliable source said that his daughter-in-law's father, when he passed away a month ago, their family was offered $10,000 to list the cause of death as coronavirus. Because that's the only way that hospitals are actually making money. And he did not have coronavirus. He died from something else because they're getting 25% more money back from the government if people are dying from coronavirus in their hospital. And guess what? Hospitals are sitting empty, so they need money. California.
Okay. Well, in New York and New Jersey, no one needs to fake the numbers because it's a lot higher than what it was. Because we know now that there are at least 10,000 more deaths, that they say, in the month of February alone. And that's before we knew that the virus hit New York through Europe. It didn't come from China. So maybe in California that hospital needed funding or was trying to do something shady, which is blatant insurance fraud and fraud in general for the government. But in New York and New Jersey, the numbers, I think, are absolutely much higher
than the death count
that we know of.
I saw something the other day that said the worldwide number of people who've died from this are about 4 million, between what China didn't report, between misrepresentation, misreporting, lack of understanding, whatever it is, that the numbers are way higher than they have been. And by the way, the numbers are way higher for the regular flu this year, too. This is a bad year for flus, period. And so, you know, we have a lot of people, and this is where smoking and being around secondhand smoke has come home to roost. Many of the people who are getting this, the problems that I have, if I have them, they aren't severe, but I certainly have impact in my body from my mother smoking. The secondhand smoke is something that does take its toll. Food for thought. Here's some more food for thought. Those of you who are interested in the latest from agricultural news, the American Family Farmer Show that I do every week, is a show and a podcast. This week, the latest one that you can get, the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, is a focus on the aid going to farmers. $16 billion is now being offered as a separate tool to help farmers, and hopefully it's not going to go down the same road that it went down when we had the trade aid for farmers that didn't really get to farmers. But this is an explanation of how it's going to affect you and what you eat over the summer, fall, and winter. What farmers are going to survive and what farmers are not is part of this whole thing. So the discussion on the American Family Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis. Or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, to really amp this up, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after 29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit, apply within 2 bills. Canceled early, remaining balance due, requires new account, unlimited basic after 7/31/21, pay $35 per month per line with auto pay. Any prioritization during congestion, coverage is not available everywhere, excludes taxes, fees, and roaming speed, maximum use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here with us now to answer your questions, and there are lots and lots and lots of them. Let's start with what happens. First of all, a question. You're a cardiologist, so you deal with AFib, if you want to call that, fibrillations. I don't know where the R is. Is it fibrillations like library, or fib, the R in the other place?
Fibrillation.
Fibrillation. Okay. So you love to describe it as like a bag of worms, but go into it in a little more detail for people to know technically what's going on in your heart if you have AFib.
Sure. The heart has an electrical system, a spark at the top, and then the electrical impulse is transmitted from top to bottom so the heart can contract and relax in an orderly way. And for many different reasons, the upper part of the heart, the spark doesn't start nice and orderly and transmit nice and orderly, and you get a rapid, irregular beating called atrial fibrillation. Atria, the upper part of the heart, fibrillation, beating rapidly like a bag of worms. And this is a common problem that occurs mostly with aging. As we get older, the likelihood into our 70s and 80s is very common. It can occur at a younger age, and fortunately, we have many ways of treating this. The news this week is that intense blood pressure control may reduce your atrial fibrillation risk. This was in the Medical Journal of Hypertension. When they treated patients to a upper number down to 120, it was a dramatic decrease, about 26% decrease in the risk of getting atrial fibrillation.
All right, next question has to do with vitamin D. Man, this vitamin D thing has sprung up everywhere, and I don't know whether it's because it's an opportunity to sell more product or if it's now time for people to become aware of what you've been telling me for years about vitamin D and how most people, why is it just now that people are finding out or thinking about vitamin D to the extent that they are?
Well, there is some evidence that those who get the more severe form of COVID-19, one of the risk factors is a low vitamin D level, and that is where this has really been getting a lot of attention. So make sure your vitamin D level is at least 30, and, you know, if you take a multivitamin, most of them have about 1,000 units, and that's pretty good. You can take up to 2,000 units a day safely, but if you go beyond that, please talk to your doctor.
All right, so here's a question that is sort of a normal one, and it comes from the good side of the track, I think, Ken. That is the, you know, we're talking about what causes it. We've been talking for years when it comes to health about the food you eat, the air you breathe, the water you drink, all of that sort of stuff, and how the pollutants and the processed foods undermine our immune system. So now, are we going, look at the air, how much clearer it is, not only in our country, but around the world, after just a couple of months of inactivity when it comes to manufacturing. And then there's also the move toward healthier food. People go to the store and, hey, where's all our food? They're beginning to go to the farms and get better food. So will that mean we'll have stronger immune systems?
The healthier we live, the more our diet, our exercising, our mental stress, our sleep, these are all the factors you can adjust. All the things we talk about for living a heart healthy life helps our immune system.
Yeah, and there are lots of things you can eat for to fortify your heart and your lungs and your systems in general, I think. You know, you don't change. You haven't changed your idea about the Mediterranean diet. Stay on that and you're fine, right?
That's pretty much I think it's a good choice.
Yeah. All right, so I got about a minute here for a question about PSA testing. And whether we get it or we don't get it, there seems to be a lot of concern still, or confusion more. I know you and I have talked about this when I've had my physical with you. Should we get it? Should we not get it? So what's the latest?
Right. This all started in 2008 when the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommended for those 75 and older not to get the PSA. And then in 2012, they recommended nobody get the PSA. And now the result is that the cases of advanced prostate cancer are rising. And I think that most agree that this was not the best recommendation.
So where did it come from? Why would anybody have gone down that road?
It came from this government task force that had no urologists on it. And they were concerned that it would lead to excess testing because of the false positives of the PSA. And the problem is it's resulted in much more advanced prostate cancer, and the urologist didn't like this. You know, my brother's a urologist. He was so upset about this and still is.
Yeah. Well, it's not necessary. Catch Dr. Ken and the most recent Good Day Health podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.